Mark, chapter 1. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophets, "Look, I send my messenger before your face, who shall prepare your way before you." The voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord Jehovah, make his path straight." John baptized in the wilderness, and preached the baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And all the land of Judea went out to him, and those of Jerusalem, and were all baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. And John was clothed with camel's hair, and with a belt of a leather around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey, and preached, saying, "There comes one mightier than I after me, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose. I indeed have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee, and was baptized by John in the Jordan River. And immediately coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens opened, and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And there came a voice from heaven saying, "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And immediately the Spirit drove him into the wilderness. And he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan, and was with the wild beasts, and the angels ministered to him. Now after John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, and believe the gospel." Now as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew his brother casting a net into the sea, because they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Come follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And immediately they left their nets, and followed him. And when he had gone a little further from there, he saw James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, who also were in the ship mending their nets. And immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the ship with the hired servants, and followed after him. And they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath day, Saturday, he entered into the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his teaching, because he taught them as one who had authority, and not as the scribes. And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with you, you Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." And Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Hold your peace and come out of him." And when the unclean spirit had torn him, and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. And they were all amazed, so much so that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What is this? What new teaching is this? Because with authority he commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." And immediately his fame spread abroad throughout all the region around Galilee. And it came to pass, when they had come out of the synagogue, they entered into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick with a fever, and they told him about her. And he came and took her by the hand, and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her, and she ministered to them. And at evening, when the sun had set, they brought to him all who were diseased, and those who were possessed with demons. And all the city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many who were sick of various diseases, and cast out many demons, and would not allow the demons to speak, because they knew him. And in the morning, rising up a great while before daybreak, he went out, and departed into a solitary place, and prayed there. And Simon and those who were with him followed after him. And when they had found him, they said to him, "Everyone is looking for you." And he said to them, "Let us go into the nearby towns, that I may preach there also, because for this reason I have come forth." And he preached in their synagogues throughout all Galilee and cast out demons. And there came a leper to him, begging him, and kneeling down to him, and saying to him, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him and said to him, "I will, be clean." And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. And he strictly charged him, and sent him away, and said to him, "See that you say nothing to any man, but go your way, show yourself to the priest, and offer those things which Moses commanded for your cleansing, for a testimony to them." But he went out, and began to talk very much, and told what happened everywhere, so much so that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city, but remained outside in desert places. And they came to him from every quarter.